if action is in a form of intelligence in both business and life, emotions are inevitable. How we respond with them determines our success. The challenges that we face, from personal setbacks to professional obstacles, often bring intense emotions like fear and frustration, guilt, overwhelmed feelings, resentment and separation, inferiority and superiority, worry, anger. All of these feelings can cloud and do cloud our judgment, interfere with our progress and our potential, and derail us with and from our efforts. However, the key to mastering these reactions, emotions that lie not in trying to suppress them or resist them, but utilizing and channeling them into a purposeful action. This training, which I'm happy to send you the guide and the exercise for all of my trainings, but for this training, just email me david@dmeltzer.com, david@dmeltzer.com. This training is designed to help you harness the energy of your emotions and transform it into a driving force of success. Through actionable steps set forth today, mindset shifts, and insights from renowned thought leaders, we will learn how to move from the emotional feeling of being overwhelmed that causes us to procrastinate to a productive, accessible, and gracious utilization and progress. Whether we're leading a team, navigating personal challenges, or striving for growth in our business, mastering and utilizing our emotions through intentionality, intentional actions of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing is the foundation for achieving all that you desire and more. The first lesson in harnessing these emotions is that there is a power of action over the emotion. This idea that action is an intelligence is an understanding that the duplicative negative of worrying, because worrying, an excessive worrying, will not only interfere with drain our energy, creativity, and focus, but it'll actually, it's a form of wishing, of dreaming, of asking for what we don't want. So when we take action, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in a trajectory of what we do want, this redirects the energy, the emotion, the energy and motion into productive outcomes, good behavior, aligned with where we want to be or better, which is essential for progress in business, personal lives, and especially being a great leader, an intelligent follower, by doing, not just saying, by thinking and believing and feeling and allowing other people to feel confident and comfortable in their actions. I work with so many different entrepreneurs who fixate on the future and the competitors that exist in their future, rather than focusing in on serving the people that they currently have in their ecosphere, the employees, the partners, the vendors, the friends, the families, and the associates that can help them and that they can help. The key to understanding these emotional, the energy, emotion, the struggles and challenges, setbacks, failures, and mistakes is simply to take action. That action is the intelligence. While the energy, emotion may not always be rational, understood, or agreed with, it may be laughed at, scoffed at, and made fun of, they are always subject to action. We need to first acknowledge our energy, acknowledge our emotions, without letting them derail or interfere with our progress and our potential. We need to be committed in a consistent, persistent pursuit of where we want to be or better, of that progress and potential, by focusing in on the actionable steps rather than dwelling on the resistance, the emotional interference that is created with our reaction to what we are afraid of. Practice redirecting this emotional energy into productive, accessible and gracious activities and actions each and every day. Lesson number two is to learn. We are here, we're given a body, and we are here with that body to learn lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them, and we will forget every lesson that we've ever learned, which is why the simple things to do are simple not to do, but we have the power to what? To remember, remind, and recollect with our infinite teachings, our core teachings. So first we must understand emotion is energy in motion. And as energy in motion, we need to direct it to a productive, accessible, gracious trajectory. Without proper management, control, understanding, the emotional energy becomes a destructive energy, an interfering energy, an accelerant in the wrong direction. Working with so many business leaders that feel frustrated, angry, upset, out of control, can either allow this feeling, this emotion, to cloud their judgment, or they can use that frustration, anger, upset, interference to create it, to create the clarity, harmony, and focus to resolve issues, knowing that every problem within it has a solution. We can use that elevated state of frustration to shorten the distance of resistance by recollecting, reminding, by understanding the energy and utilizing it in the appropriate trajectory. This is about guiding the infinite energy, the infinite information, not to stop it or resist it. Emotions, they are natural responses to fear, but by choosing the appropriate emotion, we can elevate the clearance of energy and how we respond, and can direct it towards the potential, the progress, the trajectory, instead of letting us cloud, interfere, and resist the success that we desire. The first action to take would be to identify the emotional triggers that we have. Look for the clues, the patterns, and the choices in our daily lives of how these emotional triggers have created resistance, created a loop of emotions where we end up in the same place with the same people in the same circumstances again and again and again. This redirection is a perfection of intense emotions into purposeful action, a definiteness of divine purpose, of divine direction. When, for example, we create a new plan or reach out to somebody, associate, colleague, friend, family member for support, asking for help and asking people how we could be of service or value, the two fastest ways to get to where we want to be or better. We need to build the behaviors in order to channel these emotions, this extraordinary energy of infinite power and intelligence into that clarity, that focus, that harmony, and into action. We need to understand our emotions as energy in order to utilize it efficiently, effectively. Why our intelligence of reason, not the intelligence of energy, but why our intelligent reason isn't enough? If you want to try to think your way out of emotion, you're in trouble. They're on different frequencies. You'll never think your way out of an emotion. How many times when we're worried, do we say, let it go, let it go, let it go, end up not sleeping, waking up after a horrible night's sleep saying, let it go, let it go, let it go. That's because thinking your way out of emotions will lead you to overthinking, interference, and paralysis. It will make you feel more overwhelmed. Things will grow arms and legs, and you will be paralyzed. You will procrastinate. Emotions cannot be logically or analyzed in any way. So reasoning won't resolve them in any effect. They're different frequencies. So many leaders that I work with overanalyze setbacks, mistakes, failures, defining moments, historical relevances, and they miss the opportunity to act quickly and create divine detours, or as they suggest, pivots or indicators that they have a better place to be, a better position to be in, by finding all that they're given. Instead of feeling punished, they feel promoted, protected, loved, and perfected. They allow the emotions to stop their progress instead of accelerate them, amplify them, aggregate them, and create exponentiality of outcomes with them. Action breaks the cycle of overthinking, of thinking your way out of it, of analyzation until the analysis of paralysis. Take a small step forward, even if imperfect. This can disrupt the negative emotions, the negative reactions, and shift our focus and our balance and our harmony into a productive momentum, building on and aggregating on and accelerating on where we want to be or better. Let's look at the logic and know that it may not immediately calm our intense emotions. It is not what we want to do. It will create resistance and distance between where we want to be or better. Take a simple, intentional action to break the emotional loop, the emotional cycle. Send an email, make a call, write down in your journal, go for a walk. Whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, or emotion that allows us to take action of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, or believing, this will break the chain. Let's build a practice of taking one immediate step when facing emotional overwhelm. And that step can be to stop. Stopping is an action. Stopping is an action of free will when our emotions are out of control, when the distance of resistance is accelerated, when we are overwhelmed or procrastinating. Stopping, dropping is an action down to center, to ease, dissipating, dissolving the physical, emotional, chemical, anatomical dis-ease that we create through emotion of a negative or a misaligned energy. The third is action as the ultimate emotional reset, including stopping. When we take action, it's the fastest way to shift our own intention from emotion to progress. Inaction creates stagnation, while consistent action builds the shortening of resistance and distance, giving us clarity, harmony, and focus. So many managers that I work with feel overwhelmed by the duality of people above them and people below them. They're given tight deadlines in a diplomatic position and sometimes in unrealistic expectation. They choose to focus on completing one key task, shifting the emotional stress into a forward movement. If they try to do everything at once, nothing will get done. Lower the bar. Utilize non-negotiable and negotiable prioritization in order to effectuate where you want to be. As an ultimate emotional reset, small, intentional actions of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing can transform your emotional state and behaviors that will aggregate, accelerate, and compound towards where you want to be. Confidence, comfortability, and emotional resilience grow just as a muscle when we consistently, persistently pursue our potential, moving forward to face even greater struggles, challenges, difficulties, and problems where the solution exists within it, and there is only a lapse of time to find it. When we're faced with a struggle, a challenge, a setback, a mistake, a void, a shortage, an obstacle, let's choose small, actionable steps of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing that moves the needle forward. Let's commit to non-negotiable daily activities of positivity, of good behaviors aligned with where we want to be or better, regardless of the circumstances and the emotional barriers that it creates. Let's cultivate a mindset, a heartset, a handset full of momentum, building, aggregating, accelerating, and compounding. The more you do, say, think, feel, and believe, the less power the negative or the bad behaviors or the emotions have over you, and transforming that energy into a positive acceleration. Let's, in lesson three, use action to lead effectively as an intelligent follower of activities. Leaders who focus on these actionable solutions rather than getting bogged down by the emotions inspire their teams and lead by example. They do say think, feel, and believe align with where they want to be as a collective, utilizing values, practices, and execution model, incentivizing themselves and others to be what they must be and to have a desire that they must be what they can be. So many leaders that I work with face crises, remain in a majesty of calmness, focused in a harmonious state on what they think needs to be done next. And they do it now, and then they do it next, guiding their teams through the emotional upheaval towards the re-solution, knowing that every problem has a solution in it. It's just a lapse of time before them and the team resolve it, utilizing the infinite solution, the infinite intelligence, the infinite energy, the infinite inspiration that they are part and parcel to, the collaborator, the coordinator, the commander of, commanding, working with, demanding is telling, commanding is working with, all of the infinite. Some actionable steps to practice focusing with a definiteness of purpose on the actionable solutions when facing individually or team challenges, setbacks, failures, or mistakes. Lead by example. Do say, think, feel, and believe in these circumstances. Illustrate through your actions the appropriate actions to model the intentional doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing activities to the people who you surround yourself with and others when the emotions particularly run high and create an interference between you and where you want to be and the team and where they want to be. Shorten that distance of resistance by creating an environment where the emotions are acknowledged, but the solutions and the resolutions, the solved and the resolved, are always prioritized to do it now and do it next. Lesson four is to turn these emotional obstacles into opportunities, to turn the punishment into protection, promotion, love, and perfection. Harmony in this relativity, harmony in this association, harmony in the feeding and bleeding yields the long-term results because things happen very slowly and then all of a sudden. And so we look far beyond the immediate successes that most people attach to and are disappointed by and are punished, not promoted, in their own journeys. With this mindset, heart set, and hand set, we will accelerate the growth that will build the necessary trust that facilitates the confidence and the comfortability and unlocks the infinite opportunities, the limitlessness in our lives for the collaboration, coordination, the commanding, as well as the co-creativity and innovation that is necessary to utilize the intelligence, the infinite intelligence inspiration that we are interfering with these emotions. There's a harmonious network of people. We have a harmonious network of people that we offer. Not only will you get these guides and exercises, but to join thousands of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, to expand the opportunities and create better partnerships based off of an overlap agreement, which as well, I'm happy to send you information on the networking group, the trainings and exercises, and of course, the overlap agreement that is a modern day handshake to create a realistic partnership with others that want to help each other and know people that help each other, managing the emotion. But here's the intention of working together, of helping one another. And according to the circumstances, here's the range of what I can do for you if you help me and vice versa. It is a modern day handshake that collaborates, coordinates, and co-creates together without unduly expectation and punishment of wasting our time feeling cheated, oversold, back-end sold, lied to, and manipulated by circumstance and the people that react incorrectly to that circumstance. The more you nurture these relationships, the more they grow and compound. Curating that. And if you want any of that, by the way, my email is david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. If you want exponentiality, it is utilizing the relativity association and the feeding of the challenges and setbacks and failures, mistakes and successes, the resolve and the resolution. Utilize the training, the guides, the exercises, the overlap agreement to create a modern day handshake to work with others so that you remember, remind, and recollect how we thought we could help each other according to the circumstances of each and every day. These relationships are an investment, not an expense. They compound in their value and interest. The more you invest in these types of emotional relationships that foster harmony and agreement, collaboration, and coordination, the greater the long-term results as the thousand steps that it takes, knowing that 90% of the effort, 90% of the value, 90% of the activity will only get you to 250 steps. That means in the last 10% is when you get to 50%, 500 steps, 75%, 750 steps, and finally, 100%, 1,000 steps. It takes 1,000 steps, and there's so many emotional obstacles between 0 and 1,000. It takes 1,000 steps to get you to where you want to be or better. Some are taller, some are shorter, some are slippery, some are muddy, some are broken. Sometimes you got to take 3 steps back to get 4 steps forward. But I promise you that it will take you 90% or more of the effort, time, emotion, value, and money to get you just to 250 steps, which leaves the minority of time, interest, the time, value, emotion to get you 75%, the 750 next steps. But that's why most people quit, is they don't understand how to harness the emotions into that success. We need to invest the time, effort, emotion, and energy into building the relativity, the meaning of the people, places, things, and events around us so that we do say, think, feel, and believe aligned with where we want to be or better the majority of the time, shortening the distance of resistance, shortening the linear time that it takes to get to 1,000 steps. Even though it'll take 90% of the time, emotion, value, effort to get to 250 steps, it won't take as long to get there. Let's look for ways to compound the positivity and good behaviors for our harmonious connections, the relativity, the meaning between us and others and us and circumstance. We need to be consistent and persistent in nurturing the relationships for this long-term growth in collaboration. Let's master the emotions, not eliminate them. Knowing that our natural reaction to fear will be an emotional one, and we need to shorten that distance of resistance and use them to fuel, to propel, to indicate where we're supposed to be or better in our future, moving forward incrementally every single day in the thousand steps that it takes to get to where we want to be or better. These emotions may not always be rational, but they are always manageable. We can't out-logic them, we can't overanalyze them, but we can facilitate, make it easy through purposeful actions by being indefiniteness of purpose, by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. We need to prioritize the non-negotiable behaviors of our sleep and our health and our family and our finance, our faith, and the study of relativity and time. By choosing what we do, say, feel, think, and believe, over the inaction that most people choose. We need to choose success, especially in the moments of fear, uncertainty, insecurity. When we most feel punished, we're most being promoted, protected, loved, and perfected. When you embrace this practice of harnessing emotions through action, you'll find that not only can you manage and develop the emotions aligned with what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, but you can lead yourself and others towards greater success, fulfillment, and growth. Things will be attracted to you and aggregate to you and compound exponentially in your future. 1,000 steps won't take so long, even though 90% of the effort, time, emotion, and value, and money is spent in the first 250 steps. You have the power. We have the power to shape your future. It lies in the activities, the behaviors that you take today. Good behaviors are aligned with where you want to be or better. Bad behaviors interfere with it. If you want to harness the emotions through action, knowing that action is a form of intelligence, you need to know the power of action over those emotions. You need to know the infinite teachings, the infinite intelligent emotion and inspiration that is available to you by understanding emotions are energy in motion, not in stagnation. You got to know that you can't out-reason it or out-logic it. And the ultimate emotion is resolve, reset, to stop is the greatest activity we have, to drop, and then roll in a better trajectory, a better direction. We can use that action to lead others as well as take inventory of ourselves, to lead ourselves in the appropriate behaviors that get us to where we want to be or better. Let's turn these emotional resistances, the emotional obstacles, into opportunity. See all that you're given. Find the light, the love, and the lessons. And I promise you that you will master these emotions and harness the power in and through activity. Harnessing emotions through action has been our Napoleon Hill Institute weekly training. I want to thank everyone. If you liked the guide and book, in this, please email me david@dmeltzer.com. Happy to send the overlap agreement. Happy to have you join our private networking group, david@dmeltzer.com. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.